All right, here we go.
Okay.
And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from One Box podcast. This is episode 214. Spotlight on DC Comics, Batman Superman, number 22, circa 2015. Yes, new stuff for a change. I am Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard, and looks like we're Murray Light, at least at the moment.
Yes, yes, he's. I do believe his spacecraft is still docking in the docking bay right now. He might be a little bit late. There was some kind of custom problem with customs, undeclared fruit. I think it was. I'm not really sure.
Have you seen the Millennium Falcon hovercraft?
Yeah, I know. I got to get one.
It's $1,500 or something.
I'm not thinking of the same thing. I'm thinking about the little drone that they got, a little quadcopter. It's like,
yeah, I thought it was like super pricey, expensive.
No. They got it. Well, I mean, they're severely out of stock right now. But the one I saw, it was like anywhere from $150 to $80, depending on where you get it.
Oh, then I am thinking of the wrong toy.
Yeah.
This was a big, huge, like child-sized one where you could like actually carry like a chihuahua on it.
Oh, good lord, dude! No, I don't know anything about that. I haven't seen that. No, I'm talking about the little itty bitty thing.
That's what I'm thinking. Murray's flying in on is the one that I'm thinking of. So
okay, I see. Okay,
that's why it came into my brain.
All right, well, that makes sense.
I'm wrong though. I'm wrong.
But he's on his way, so he'll jump in as soon as he gets a chance. Of course, I also want the BB-8 little drone thing. Yeah, that should be fun. Anyway, yeah, that's
also
what we got.
Also, really sold out.
Yes, I'm sure it is. We'll have to wait till Christmas or something. Which more likely I'll have to buy it for myself because you know how that goes. Anyway. Yes, we are talking about
for the nephews, one for yourself.
Yeah, well, exactly.
One for you, what?
Let them fight over the one. It's like, no, I have my own. Okay, this is Batman Superman number 22. Some DCU stuff, not to be confused with Superman Batman number 42. That's a totally different comic book.
Hush.
There was some confusion when we were deciding a topic. And I had to go on a wild goose chase to figure out that, you know, totally something different. But that's okay. It's all taken care of now. And, so, yeah.
Yeah, no, I figured we had, shockingly, I don't think we've ever covered a Batman comic in this journey of ours of the last couple of years. So,
holy crap. That's a very good point. We might have talked about some of my favorite runs, but I think you're right. We might not have. I mean,
so.
Being the Batman.
I don't think we've covered a Superman comic either, though. So,
You're probably right. You're probably right.
We're filling two stones with one. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Good deal.
And before the show, we were talking about how there's been all this naysayers about the new Superman look and powerless Superman thing, which they've already said is going bye bye soon. So, take a chill pill. It'll be
yes. Some of the editors have gotten scared with sales, it's like we said in the pre-show. You know, I admit completely that was put off by the look when they first showed it, but without any background, you know. But the 8-page samplers made me want to read it, so here I am. I was behind on the Batman and Superman when you brought it up. I ended up buying all of them and get caught up. So
that's good stuff, Maynard.
Yep, it is. I'm enjoying it. So
big action.
Yes, very good stuff. Because he's doing more than one of these, isn't he?
Well, he's doing action as well.
I thought he was.
So that's why I used the term paction.
I thought that's what. That's what made me remember. So,
I want to say he's doing something else, but I'm having a brain fart on that. So, if he is, pardon my ignorance. Okay. Again, multiple ignorances. Anyhow, so this is Batman Superman This is part of the Justice storyline that was going on throughout the Supermans. They've been having this ongoing minis within the Superman books, so little storylines. There was Truth, and then now there's Justice, and I don't know what they're going to do for the third one. Maybe American Way. I don't know. But it's been pretty cool. And
well,
I think
the latest one's Lies.
Lies, okay. And that's where they're revealing how Lois Lane, why Lois Lane revealed to the world that Clark Kent was super.
I wish they Comixology would do like they do sometimes and link them as storylines, because I've been trying to read them in order, and I've been having trouble keeping track. I need to just like go through and sort them somehow and read them in the order that they come out, just for the heck of it.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. I'm one thing that's really put me off is I wish they had actually just done it chronological rather than jumping ahead. Okay, he's depowered. What the heck happened? Lois Lane revealed he was Superman. Why did she do that? Yeah,
that's true. I guess I never noticed that until now, but you're right.
I wish they had done that. It's sort of like they just jumped in. He was Clark Kent. No power, you know, light, you know, power light, not no powers, but power light. And they've also really haven't defined that either. It's, you know, sometimes he can lift a tank, and sometimes he, you know, can barely lift a rock.
And I think it has to do with his experimentation with his new power from the Johns' run.
It does. There was an issue recently where in the incredibly crappy Superman title, it is a craptacular title right now.
What is which one
I don't
is?
Superman, the guy who's writing it is just,
oh well, I'm still kind of liking it. Hey, I think we got Murray's finally docked. I'm bringing him in.
I'm here.
Did you make it through customs, Murray? We were concerned.
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, we were just telling the listeners that you might be a bit late, that your shuttle was having problems with customs, something about undeclared fruit. So
what, you brought Darren Noel up with you? Hold on, wait a minute.
Oh! That's
ooh,
funny.
Snap.
That's funny.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Well, we were just talking, just barely started.
Just finished the whole issue. It was amazing. Oh my god, that was the best comic book ever.
We were just getting started talking about the DCU's new, you know, the way they're doing Superman right now, and how some people don't like it, but we were both enjoying it. I'm not sure if you've been reading it or not, but
yeah, I don't read Superman or Batman.
Okay, well there you go. I'd have to do research, but Caleb seems to think that we have never covered a Batman and or Superman comic in our entire run. So,
really?
Yeah, I know. I think he's right. Well, I mean, when we have our top tens, we usually discuss things like that. But I think he's right. I don't think we've ever read one of those. So here we are.
Here we are.
And then we never have to talk about them again.
Yeah. True.
So I know you're not reading the books, Murray. You've just confessed to that. However, you are aware that both Clark Kent / Superman and Batman / Bruce Wayne / Jim Gordon have all gone through dramatic status quo changes. So are you at least aware? What do you think of like Superman's new look or current look?
I think it's better than the no underwear look.
Fair enough.
Oof, okay, putting it right out there. And how about Bat Bunny?
Is that what the question was?
Yeah. I didn't like it when I first read about it, but after reading it, now I'm not reading Detective, but what Snyder's doing with it, I think it's really good. And you know, Bruce Wayne's already shown back up. I mean, if you're behind, but because effectively they killed Bruce Wayne. Snyder did.
Of course he did.
But, you know, obviously he's coming back, and like what we were saying earlier before you joined the podcast, I mean, editorial's already balking at some of the stuff they've done, and, you know, Superman's going to be back, and I'm sure Bruce Wayne will be back in the as Batman soon. Because, you know,
well,
the sales.
If you believe Blinking Cool.
Well.
I'm not sure I buy their cutting back on the back grilling of the world and blah, blah, blah.
Very true.
I need more evidence than just that site. Either way, though, of course.
Now, I've actually read it on The Beat, too, so.
Yeah, they're pretty
tightly
connected there.
Yeah.
She was quoting Bleeding Cool.
This is true, she was.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
of course, Bruce Wayne will be back, and Clark Kent will be, I'm sure, I'm not so sure. I don't know, will his identity go back? I don't know.
I don't know how they're going to do it.
They say no. They say that it's going to become a, it's going to still be out there, but it's going to be a non-issue.
Yeah.
So how they have him go out being a reporter, an intrepid reporter, and everyone knowing he's Superman is beyond me.
That depends on how they play it. If, because I mean, depends. You know what version? You know, over the years. Because at one point, I mean, before was it pre-crisis? He just did the reporter thing, so he would be alerted when things went down that he could go help. But then when they did, you know, Superman is the person and Clark Kent is the mask, and then they turned it around after Crisis, if I remember correctly, and it was more like, well, I'm Clark Kent, Superman's just the name that they gave me when I fly around. And I think it's probably gone back at least one more time, but I mean, he has, like it says, and was saying in the latest issue of Batman Superman, that, you know, he did win a couple of, or nominated for Pulitzer Prizes, so he does have some skill at least. And it seems like pre-crisis he did go to journalism school, so. But it just depends, you know. I think their background's somewhat in flux again because they've kind of done another little reboot.
It'll be a tough genie to put back in the bottle.
I would think, well, they did it with Wally West, but they went to very, I don't know if you guys remember that, that was during John's run. That's when Hal Jordan was still the Spectre, and he just wiped everybody's memory of it, including Wally West, and he eventually remembered, but that's how they did it then, so this is comic books after all.
Yeah. Unlimited budget, unlimited abilities. So, anyway, about that. So this is Batman Superman number 22, circa 2015.
Yeah, for a lot longer.
This is written by Greg Pak, drawn by Ardian Sayaf. Hopefully I didn't mispronounce that last name. Inks by Vicente Cifuentes.
Bless you.
Thank you. Colors by Dean White, Beth Sotelo, and Blonde. Letters by Rob Lay. Covers, a Sayaf. Danny Mickey. Cool, I didn't know he was on this. And Ulysses, oh my god, Areola. That is not, that can't be right. No, I guess it is. Okay, sorry, guy.
Well, it's got two R's there, so it's okay.
Okay.
That makes it all right.
They had a cool variant cover from Teen Titans Go. This was Teen Titans Go month, I guess, for whatever reason.
Yeah. Did you guys see how many freaking variant covers that new Dark Knight Returns book's going to have?
Five?
It's like 30.
30, jeez Louise.
One of them. Did Murray drop?
Well, his loss. He'll be back.
Okay.
He knows what's good for him. So, we have caption boxes. He calls himself, quote-unquote, Superman. But according to every news source in the country, he's actually just a bleeding heart reporter from Metropolis via Smallville named Clark Kent. He can't fly. He's not Hey, he did drop. Yeah. He's not even leaping tall buildings, as far as my sensors can determine. He's just a clown in a t-shirt. And yet, here he is in my town trying to pick a fight. So we got a cool splash page of the current version of Superman, all muscle-bound strong man with a t-shirt with the old school S on it. And he's got the one remnant of his old costume. His cape is wrapped around his fist. And there's a burning trash pile behind him for some reason, I think. I don't know. And then, kathoom, take a drink. Am I by myself here, or am I talking to...
No, you're there.
All right.
Yes.
Well, happy to oblige, says Bat Bunny. Clark Kent.
No. Bat Bunny.
You're under arrest. He looks like the Tick, okay? Come on. He looks like Arthur.
He does.
You stole evidence from a crime scene, a spearhead from one of those giants in the barbarian armor who attacked the Wayne Tech headquarters. You mean this old thing, says Kent. And Bat Bunny says, hey! And Kent tosses the spearhead into the fire. Clank. And, yeah. And Batman says, damn it!
Damn it, Jim!
Yeah,
that was perfect. I just realized
you
that.
He's depowered, but he's still just barely strong enough to hold me back until... Wait, says Kent. And whoosh. There's a big whoosh off where Kent threw the thing into the fire. What the hell? I finally figured something out. His weapons absorb energy, says Kent. I still don't know who the real enemy is, or the enemy really is, excuse me. But now I know why I get weaker whenever I fight them. And now we need to figure out what they're really after. Kent has taken the Batman lead here. As those who are reading Batman / Detective know, Jim Gordon is now occupying the Batman identity, and he wears a suit of armor, a big, heavy mecha thing.
Yeah, it's if you don't read the book, it's a Wayne Powers... I guess merged the Wayne Company and Powers, which that's directly from Batman Beyond stuff.
All right, so yeah, we covered a lot about the Superman thing, but we didn't talk about Batman. So we'll backtrack to that in a few minutes here. So
I thought that was a nice touch. So how they did that.
So Gordon / Batman / Bat Bunny says, we got off on the wrong foot when I hit town yesterday. I want to propose a partnership. And he reaches out to shake hands. I thought you were working with Lex Luthor, says Batman. That's what I let him think in order to get the information I needed. So then you just stabbed him in the back? You sound like a great partner. If you found a weapon that could cripple Superman, you like that? Okay. Would you trust Luthor with it? He punched a cop in Metropolis. Not the whole story. He wasn't what he seemed. I stood with the police when... Nothing's ever your fault, huh, Kent? Look, given something that's... Hold on. Yeah, given everything that's gone down, I'm a hell of a lot less patient than I used to be, but I came here to make peace. And Batman's thinking he's working on that special kind of mad. A man who thinks he's right. Hey, okay. So
you know,
basically this is referencing a lot of future issues. Yeah. This is about what 6 months ago, and some of the stuff that they're talking about here has not been published yet.
Yeah.
So him punching the cop has not happened yet.
Is it really that out of sync? I really don't remember. Okay.
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet. And Kent working with Luthor also hasn't happened yet. So things to think about. Like,
did not know that.
Intrigue the readers. What does that mean? Why would Kent hit a cop? Why would Kent be working with Luthor? And as I was reading this originally, I'm thinking, did I miss an issue? But
okay. Yeah, because I just got through reading through there, so I must have missed that too. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. This is where those nice little, you know, those boxes that they used to put with the asterisks would have been nice, saying, hey,
it'll be published. One of these from this... they did that with, and it says, see Action Comics number 42. So, anyway.
Cool.
I don't think it's this one, but.
All right, so we continue, and Batman's not liking it. He's not having any part of it, but he's going to do it anyhow. Oh, and Kent's all apologetic. I came in here like the old me, the most powerful person on the planet, but now I can be cut. I can be killed. If I trust someone, I actually risk something. And Batman says, "Welcome to the human race." Kent's all, huh. I like Greg Pak's writing. So Kent or they're walking off toward.
It's funny because both of these characters, the way in this issue, it doesn't seem to fit with the other ones that I've read, but I could be wrong. So.
So Batman's walking off, and Kent's all, "Hey, if we don't work together, people are gonna die, gonna die."
Yeah,
whoever's doing this doesn't want a Superman around to save the day, or a Batman, I'm guessing. You're hiding your face, so I know you fear the consequences of what you do. They'll come for you, just like they came for me. You can face them alone and risk everyone you're supposedly protecting, or you can have Superman backing you up. Hell, you know what? Let's stop pretending you've got a choice. I'm riding this thing to the end, so you're going to have to deal with me no matter what. But I got to tell you, the real Batman's got much cooler toys than that. And he's referring to a helicopter, which, yes, is not a very cool toy, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Batman's all, psh, psh, son. And error, damn it, says Jim. Sorry. It's twice we don't pull that joke. I'm sure that he every time he writes it, he says, "Jim." Okay. Mm-hmm. "Inside the armor, my hands are trembling. I keep thinking about Barbara," says Gordon. And they've attached Superman's motorcycle to the side of the helicopter. Maybe the back of the helicopter, excuse me. Mm-hmm. It's hard to tell.
I think it's back like of... under the tail somewhat. Now that I look at it, it didn't look like that the first time I saw it. But that's what it looks like.
If they found out who I am, if they told the world James Gordon is Batman, he's like, "I've got it. Look, what? Like, I'm going to figure out your identity if I see your bare knuckles. Move over." Because he's got these big metal gauntlets. Gloves on. Gauntlets. Hey, all right.
Yeah.
And Superman starts tackety-tackety-tacketing the keyboard and energy signature, uploading, tracing. Okay, this confirms it. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, it's Price is Right. That's what Kent's going through.
Blinko. That's, oh, sorry.
Thinking to my doorstep. So basically, Gordon's commiserating in his thoughts about how Kent's whole personal life has been put out there, and he doesn't want that to happen to himself. Mm-hmm. Which, if you read the Batman books and the detective books, quite a few people actually know that he is Batman.
Yeah, that's what I kind of like, you know. I'm just reading Batman right now. I think I've got the first issue Detective, but I haven't gotten into it. But yeah, you're right. I don't. It's already out there, kind of. So,
like a ton of people know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple signals are closing in on Wayne Industries warehouse on the East River. Doesn't make any sense. No scanner reports or anything unusual on the ground, and the FAA's not seeing anything in the sky. That only leaves one place then. Gotham Waterfront rumble. Oh my god. All right, everyone move. We got a scene straight out of Batman Returns with the cops on the horseback attacking the crowd. All right, everyone move. What's going on? Says the person on the ground. Emergency evacuation, says the cop. Let's go. Everyone out. Now, move, move. And out walks Lucius Fox, or is that? Yeah, it's Lucius Fox.
Yeah, it's Lucius.
Officer, officer, my people cannot leave this warehouse. They have work. Lucius Fox, says Batman. I know this sounds crazy, but your facility is about to be attacked from below by barbarians with energy-absorbing weaponry. Cool. Damn it, says... damn it, Jim. No, damn it, says Lucius. It's Dawn Command, isn't it? Who's Dawn Command, says Kent. Or asks Kent. We've seen reports of break-ins at experimental energy projects around the world. I'll link to a thus far untraceable entity known as Dawn Command. And Lucius, with the Morgan Freeman esque bow tie on.
Yeah.
He's walking towards us. I wish I could do a Morgan Freeman imitation. That would be so cool right about now.
That would be, but hey, you know, that's fine.
So we've been preparing for the past month to move our core project offshore, says Fox. All right, I need every bit of data you have on this Dawn, says Kent. Mr. Kent, I'm afraid I can't provide you with anything of the sort. In fact, given your current notoriety, I'm not even sure you're even permitted to... What's this core project, asks Batman. I was talking here, says Kent. We don't have time. Just explain, Fox, what's our danger level here? And we have...
Oh, my God, oh, my God, we're going to die? Sorry.
Yes.
A little Firefly reference there for the people that don't know.
I got it. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime. I just popped in my head. I had to share.
So Lucius is explaining that they have harnessed the power of a miniature sun. One of our scientists obtained some unauthorized Star Labs tech and birthed it here by accident 2 years ago. It's a sun eater.
See, you know, that happens to me all the time. I, you know,
accidentally
created a sun with, you know, some Star Labs tech that I, you know, accidentally come across.
Oops.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
I was trying to create a better mousetrap.
As I read that, I'm like, oh, yeah, we accidentally created a mini sun. I don't know. Just those things happen around here all the time.
Oh, this is pure 70s.
I know.
It totally harkens back to 70s dialogue and stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And Kent's all, it's beautiful. It could kill everyone in the city, couldn't it? Says Gordon. Properly developed, it could power the entire country for 100 years, but at this stage, any attempt to tap it could cause it to detonate.
Well,
and yes,
yeah, if you want to focus on the negative, yeah, I mean, geez.
Kill everyone within 3 miles. Well, only within 3 miles. So it could power the country for 100 years, but it's only going to kill – if it blows up, it only takes out a 3-mile radius.
Well, later on, I believe it said it would be total devastation, like in hundreds of miles, but everybody in like 3 miles would be completely incinerated. So
It's the day after. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so now you're trying to move it, says Kent. Yes, we've nearly done assembling the shielding. All right, you help him wrap up here. I'm gonna greet the Dawn, says he's totally pulling a Batman. What the? And he tosses a wrench at Batman. Pay more attention, buddy. You're strong, but you're slow. I'll hold off whatever's coming until you're not going anywhere. And all of a sudden, we get a rumble and a really poorly inked panel.
It's kind of flaky, isn't it?
Clearly, somebody else was inking this panel. It's got a static Kurt Swan look about it, with the Batman sort of posed like that.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm letting my Kurt Swan bias show. I know.
That's
sorry.
That's okay. Yeah.
There's those of you who differ in your opinion of Kurt Swan's brilliance. All right. And so now we're outside, and we get a scrack, which sounds exactly like what an earthquake would sound like, and a scientist falling over going, "Ag."
See, I always prefer the IE one, you know, with a bunch of I's and E's, but. Apparently, well, then Batman says the same thing here coming up, so.
Whatever's out there is too big for you, Kent. Hey, and...
He has a wrench, so.
Get that sun packed up before and... Scrakoom! Ag! Says Batman as he's getting stepped on by a giant clawed thing. And Kent picks up the big wrench and... Batman's thinking to himself, I swear Kent laughs. He's crazy, fighting a monster with a wrench. Gonna get us killed. And, hey, this is like, that's like Dark Knight when Bruce Wayne gets all chuckling when he's beating up bad guys.
Yeah.
I remember you, Superman, a voice from off-panel says. And we get, and then it gets worse. Do you remember Ukur, Beast Lord of Subterranea? And how you destroyed my people's world?
No, actually, I don't. Sorry.
That's from Action, probably about a year ago when Superman and Lana Lang were exploring Subterranea. Yes, Lana Lang is a scientist, by the way, for those of you who don't know.
I missed that one.
And we get some really cool-looking monsters. I like those guys. But mm-hmm. Ukur has got he's got a look. Quite a look there.
Yeah, reminds me of something else, but I can't think what.
What was that character from Kingdom Come?
Oh, Magog. Gog and Magog. Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. Just, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Except he's got that pole with the energy coming off it.
Yeah.
Anyhow, he's exploding up from the ground, and he's got his monsters with him, a la Mole Man from over at Marvel.
Very, very Mole Man-y. I agree.
I like how that one it's got his nostrils are glowing. Oh no, those are his eyeballs. He's got extra eyeballs. Mm. Okay. Fine. Neat. Okay. Sorry.
That's weird.
And Batman's like, you know this guy, and you destroyed his world. Kensal, shut up. It wasn't like that. Let me handle. You stole the orbs of Subterranea, left us in darkness. Says Ukur. Okay. Grah, says the monster.
That is just now so eerie. That's exactly the same voice I heard when I was reading.
Now you'll pay, son of a. Wait, Ukur, you need help. Gah. But Batman's just getting.
Yeah, he's getting
the zorch all of us.
Yeah, he is, man. He's getting his butt kicked.
Of blood and fear, and you're not invulnerable any longer, are you? Ukur, how could you, Ukur? Your orbs were powered by the souls of innocence, says Kent. I'm not here to talk with you, upper worlder. Mm-hmm. Crack. I couldn't let that go. But if you just let me know, no words, no trust. You flew into my world and forced it to change without thinking of the consequences. It's time to return the favor. Krakoom! There's a lot of Krakooms. Boy, the Legion guys would be shit-faced.
Oh, yeah. No kidding, man.
And so Lucius Fox is now standing there with the wrench. Lucius Fox with the wrench at Wayne Tech. That's my pick.
There you go. It's awesome.
I amuse myself sometimes. Sorry, guys.
No, that was funny. I thought it was funny.
And Batman, Armor Batman, is surrounded by all the beasties that Ukur brought up with him. He's head spinning. Kent thought he'd save someone's world. Now ours is at stake. And he lectured me about consequences. I was right. Can't trust him. And he starts pushing buttons on his gauntlets. But I can't leave him hanging now. Click. And he sends out some cyborg-esque sonic. What did they call that back in New Teen Titans when he would always use his...
White sound generator.
White sound, yeah. Thank you. Although I have no idea if this will. And the dinosaurs are not liking it. And neither is Ukur. Gah. And no. Lucius Fox is still standing there. He's now got the wrench in the other hand. He's traded.
He's playing high ultrasonic rap music and is killing everybody.
Right. he turned Vanilla Ice up to 11.
Oh, dude, yeah, that would kill anybody.
What did you? You said subterranean, so I thought. Echolocation sensitive ears, but I don't know how long it's going to last. All right, Ukur. And Ukur is trying to hit Kent. He's got a scrack, and Kent kicks his stick out of his hand. And I'm not going to apologize. Your world was built on a horror, but you wouldn't be here if your people didn't need help too. So listen to me. If you tap into this energy, you'll set off a chain reaction and kill millions. You're a liar, says Ukur. No, I'm not. If you can smell my fear, you could tell if I'm lying, couldn't you? Ha! Says Ukur. Look! Look, says Kent. All right. You could pop my head off, start a war, tamper with technology you don't understand, and kill everyone you care about. Or we could talk for 5 damn minutes and figure out a way for both our worlds to thrive. Says Ukur. And then we get Bat Dummy coming in, Scrack hitting Ukur with his own cane, his own petar.
Yeah, looks like it.
Yak. He's yacked. And Superman's, no! And Ukur's getting hurt and pissed, and he's stabbed. Well, he stabbed him. That wasn't cool. Mm-hmm. And he kathooms Batman, and he Scracks Clark Kent, and liar, no, when I return, your world will burn, says Ukur, and he takes a ride on one of his dinosaurs into the ground. Rumble.
Heard it all before.
Rumble in Wayne Tech. Are you all right? What the hell was that? What? You're distracting him. I took the shot. I wasn't distracting him. He was going to kill you, you idiot. Kent, what are you? And Kent is diving into the hole after Ukur. And Batman is standing up there going, what's going on? Damn it, Kent.
Damn it, Jim.
Yeah, I was just waiting. I was giving you an opening there. Mm-hmm. I was like, pause. Give Chris a Star Trek moment. Damn it, Kent. You're going to get killed. You just started a war. I've got to find a way to make peace. You can't do it like this, says Gordon. Come on. You're just flesh and blood. You're not Superman. You're sure as hell not Batman, says Kent.
Ooh, oh, burn. Yeah. Burn. Hashtag burn. Hashtag slam.
Hashtag Lloyd Benson. All right. Not Lloyd Benson. Damn it. Dan Quayle. There we go. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Damn it. Blew it.
Okay. Oh, it's all right.
And he dives in the hole. He's all, Kent. Damn it. Consequences. Next, Subterranea Rises, and action-packed, showing what a newbie James Gordon is as Batman, showing what a how much Kent actually thinks he's Bruce Wayne now.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of treatment that Bruce Wayne would have given someone if they had screwed up as badly as Gordon had.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, he would have. That would have been good.
And to that point, I mean, over in Batman, so they quote unquote killed off Bruce Wayne during what was that storyline, Chris?
Endgame.
They killed Game with the Joker and Bruce Wayne getting crushed underneath Gotham. Mm-hmm. But in the current issues of Batman Detective, etc., James Gordon is taken on the armor. Bruce Wayne is a memoryless, or he's got some memories, but
he has no emotional attachment to the memories.
Bruce Wayne, yeah, and he's off feeding the poor and clothing the naked over in Hell's Kitchen, or not Hell's Kitchen, what's it called in Gotham?
The Narrows, I think they took on one of the names from the movies.
Hell's Kitchen's Daredevil, so.
Yeah, that's right.
So he's over there, he's getting busy with some do-gooder chick, and but he has been pressured by James Gordon to come back and help out, because they never actually say it, but James Gordon clearly knows he's Batman. So,
It was pretty obvious to me that, I mean, he's going to him, and like he has to know. And he probably figured it out a long time ago, more than likely.
Because he's not an idiot.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's a freaking detective, for God's sake.
Yes. So that's the current status quo over in Batman. Is James Gordon is Batman. He's got all his tech. He shaved his mustache. He's buffed out. He shaved his head. He's looking marine-like again, back from his year one.
Yeah.
And he's buffed out. He's working for the man.
Yeah.
What else? That's his status quo.
He's been working for the man before that.
Oh, you're right.
He's always been working for the man. He is a man.
He is the man. Okay.
Yeah.
He's no longer a cop, but he's no longer a cop now. So.
Yeah, that's true. I would go with that.
Anyhow, this was their first meeting, though, or sort of the first meeting between Batman, the new Batman, and the new Superman status quo.
Yeah, which is kind of essential when you're talking about a Batman Superman comic, I would think, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right. I can't disagree. Anyhow,
yeah.
I like Greg Pak. I don't want to like Greg Pak.
Well, I found the dialogue in this somewhat cheesy compared to what he's doing in Action Comics, but maybe I'm wrong, so.
Maybe you are. I don't know.
Just my feeling about it, so.
About your 2 cents?
Yeah. You know, let me see. That's all I'm saying.
What else has Greg Pak done? What else has Mr. Greg Pak done?
Like, Hulk.
Action Comics.
Sorts of Hulk stuff. Hulk stuff, oh, right?
Is he doing the upcoming Hulk with Amadeus Cho?
That's a good question.
I think so. I think so. That would make sense. He's like the creator of that character, right? So.
Well, the Planet Hulk version, yeah.
Well, like of Amadeus Cho, right? Didn't he create him?
I really don't know. I think you're right, yeah. You might be right.
You might be right. You might be Billy Joel. Do do do.
No, oh, nice.
Yep.
Oh. Oh.
Hello. Hold on.
We got a Caleb droppy. Uno momento.
He dropped. Man.
Oh crap! Hold on.
Sorry.
Oh, you back?
He's back.
I'm back. Okay. I'm back. I don't know what happened there. I hit a button and. As usual with me, get all
scarred.
Don't hit buttons. That's the thing. So he's done Battlestar Galactica. He's done Doctor Strange, Hercules. Oh, that's right. He did Hercules. Yeah.
Hercules. Oh, sorry.
he's worked in Hollywood a lot.
Has he? Yeah. Really? Oh, damn.
He did an ode to Margaret Cho.
Hmm.
She's sexy.
Margaret Cho? That's who I think it is, yeah.
She got hot. She was not hot, and then she got hot.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
No, that's quite all right. I'm like I said, I'm really enjoying this little run here. It's, I need to gather those up and read them, because, I mean, the covers have on them who's, you know, the covers on them have the names on them, so you can pretty much easily figure out what the deal is. So.
Yes, they have the little storylines, the truth, justice, and lies, and etc.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed it. I'm a fan. I admit it.
So. Yeah, it's good stuff, I think.
Really now we'd never have to do another Batman or Superman comic? Okay. No. Okay.
Sure.
Of course we can.
We can do Dark Knight 3. Ah!
Yeah, I'm hoping that's better than I anticipated it's going to be. You know.
Set your expectations low and you can only exceed them.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually the... there's several movies that I've had very little expectations and enjoyed, like Man of Steel, for example, bringing it back to Superman. I enjoyed it. I know a lot of people, you know, the amount of desolation, but that plays right into the Batman vs. Superman movie, if you've seen the, you know, the trailers for it. So, I mean, that's all, you set that up on purpose, I think, maybe. But it's like I said before, he knew he had his powers and didn't know what he was doing, and I don't know, whatever. I'm sure the people keep, you know, I know Mark Waid would disagree with me, but hey, you know, that's Mark Waid, so.
By the way, Greg Pak is doing the awesome, totally awesome Hulk.
Okay, so. I thought he would.
Guess what I will be picking up here in a few weeks.
You're going to get that, huh?
Well, I think Amadeus Cho rocks, so I've
never heard of that. I mean, I've never seen any comics with that character in it, so I'm, you know.
He was in that whole run of Hercules. He was like
never.
And he was also in Hulk a lot. I think he's a Pak creation, in fact.
Yeah, that I know. I remember reading about it.
So, he's He's one of the world's smartest people.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Is that a superpower now?
He's going to be one of the world's greenest people.
With a cowlick like Tintin.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's true.
And his mom was in Avengers 2.
Hmm. Yeah, that's right. I remember.
She was the Asian chick that that Ultron was manipulating.
Yes. I can't wait till that comes out on. The kids haven't seen that. I can't wait till the nephews see that. They're going to get a kick out of it. It was pretty dark, though, but Captain America Civil War is going to be a lot darker.
Yes. All right. Have we exhausted, since we've clearly moved away from
yes, we have.
Topic at hand. Have we exhausted our
I think our episode? We have.
Yes, we have. Okay. I think we have. Okay, we'll wrap it up. And here we go. Let's see. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromlongbox.com and let us know what you think. Or you can join us on the pardon me. I almost got through that yawn. You can get through to us on the Facebook page and join us there and all our shenanigans and talk of various comic booky wonderfulness. And or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week.
Yeah.